Back inside the WAER studios, it's Mark Weber and Zach Maul on the double overtime, taking you all the way to 10 o'clock. And Syracuse with a brutal loss to Florida State by 59-3. But what won't be brutal is our reporter, James Gloria. James, Syracuse with a brutal loss today, still have two more games to go and one more win to get a bowl game. What did Coach Schaefer have to say about moving forward with this team?
Well, we said the biggest takeaway is that you just have to move forward. You're 5-5 now. One win gets you to a bowl game. So you now have to just go back, and as he likes to so eloquently say, you fight the good fight. You continue fighting. If you beat Pitt, that gets you to 6 wins you need. You can make a bowl. If not, you've got another shot against Boston College. But he said the biggest thing was you come away from this game knowing that you've got to just now turn the page and keep fighting.
Jameis Winston was pretty much a beast in this one, 19 of 21, almost 300 yards passing. What did Schaefer have to say about Winston's performance?
Well, he said he thought Jameis Winston was a defensive end until he turned to his side and saw the number 5 on his jersey. That was the biggest thing Schaefer said about Florida State, was just that their size is it's unmatched. He said they have guys on their team who are enormous, who don't even touch the field. So he said he was as complimentary as you can be of Jameis Winston, and he just said he looks like a D-end, and he said their D-ends look like our quarterbacks.
Mark Weber and Zach Maul here in the double overtime, going all the way to 10 o'clock. Talk to reporter James Gloria, who was all the way in Tallahassee for this Syracuse-Florida State, where Florida State really beat down on Syracuse. And James, Julian Wiggum had a fantastic game against Maryland. Unfortunately, hurt and was out in a stretcher in the first half. Any update on the cornerback?
Coach Schaefer said that Julian will stay the night down here in Florida. His mother was here at the game. He's from down here in Florida. She was at the game. She's with him at the hospital. So he's hoping that he'll be back in Syracuse tomorrow. But as of right now, he's going to spend the night in Florida.
Syracuse ran 50 times, 143 yards, just 2.9 yards per rush. How did Schaefer evaluate his backs today?
You know, he didn't have much to say, but he did say Jerome Smith didn't get a whole lot of playing time later in the game. It was the young guys a lot, and I even spoke to George Morris II after the game, and he said he was good to just get in there and get some reps. You're going to get hit. You're going up against one of the best teams in the nation. Get experience. So George Morris II at least felt like he got that experience. Some of the other running backs, Prince Tyson Gully, he's banged up now, so we're not sure how effective or if he'll even be on the field when Syracuse takes on Pitt. But it was more so a learning experience for the younger guys.
Mark Weber and Zach Maul breaking down this Syracuse loss, reporter James Gloria, who is all the way in Tallahassee for the game. And James, George Morris finally back on special teams, something that fans have been waiting quite some time for. What did Morris have to say about his return to special teams and Coach Schaefer as well?
As far as special teams go, nothing was particularly addressed. I had asked him the question. I wanted to know, I was interested to find out, at what point in the game does it become clear to you that we're not going to win? We are severely overmatched, and it's not in the cards for us today. And George Morris II actually said he never really got that feeling. Despite the fact that you get down, he said, you just keep fighting, keep fighting, keep fighting. So I thought the answer would be right away. We knew that we weren't going to win. We knew that we couldn't compete. But it was almost the exact opposite from George Morris.
A lot of injuries in this game for Syracuse. What is some of the updates on those players?
Well, Prince Tyson Gully has the ankle injury. He was on crutches during the game. There was not a really formal update on his status post-game. Obviously, the big one, Julian Wiggum, as I said, he'll be in here in Syracuse tonight. But it was kind of two games left. Let's just get healthy. Let's turn the page. Let's forget it happened.
And finally, James, before we let you go, heard you on the sidelines for the first half. And in Tallahassee, definitely some very good stories from there. James, any news, notes, and nuggets from today's game?
Well, I did get to talk to Syracuse great Floyd Little prior to the game, and he was recounting a story of, and I believe it was 1966, that his senior year, Syracuse played Florida State, and oddly enough, as the story goes, Floyd Little didn't want to play anymore. He told Coach that he was done, and Coach said, listen, you don't have to play football, but you better graduate. So the week goes by. Floyd doesn't practice. Finally, the game comes with Florida State, and Floyd decides to play. And he has a great game. So it was great to hear a Hall of Fame running back tell a story about in his senior year of college. I mean, he's already a Syracuse legend. His senior year of college, he wants to quit. And on game day, he decides, you know what, I think I'm going to reconsider this. And he goes out and has a great day against the Seminoles. Other quick news notes and nuggets, though. Jameis Winston leaves the game. In comes Sean McGuire for the Florida State Seminoles. Redshirt freshman, he and I from the same town, played Little League baseball together and won a Little League championship in Sparta, New Jersey together. I'm sure that was the highlight of his athletic career.
Who had more to do with the championship, you or Sean McGuire?
Oh, me. Not even close. Not even close, Zach.
What position was Sean, just out of curiosity, before we let you go?
Sean was a center fielder slash pitcher, but I was the backstop playing catcher, so you know how it goes, Mark.
Any great throws to the plate like Jameis Winston's had with throws to third while playing for Florida State?
He was a little wild on the mound, so I'd get upset with him a couple times, but he got the job done. He got outs.
Great job from Sean McGuire's teammate, James Gloria, and our reporter. James, enjoy the rest of your time in Tallahassee and have a good one.
Thanks, Mark. Thanks, Zach.